All hail the power of Jesus, name, let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem.
Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate so much you tuning in and hope that you listen for the duration of the program, for we attempt to speak only those things from God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question about something that we say on the program, maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject that you'd like for us to deal with on the program, please feel free to contact us at the information that's given by the announcer, or you can contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. Also, would like to remind you that this evening at 8 o'clock on this radio station, WBSA, Bible Crossfire will air. In this program, you have 30 minutes where Patrick Donahue will give you a phone number where that you can call him directly and ask him a Bible question that you might have on your mind. Pat then will take that question and will give you a Bible answer for it. Keep this program in mind, and if you have questions about the Bible that you would like to have only a Bible answer given for, here is a good time and an opportunity for you to do that. Again, that's this evening at 8 o'clock on this radio station, both the AM and the FM. If you're out of the coverage of this radio station and have satellite radio, Sirius XM, you can turn to channel 131 at 8 o'clock and also hear Bible Crossfire. So keep this in mind this evening at 8 o'clock. You know, on this program, we invite you to come to be present at the services of the church at the East Abbotville Church of Christ. We give you the location at 4777 U.S. Highway 431. We give you the times being 9:30 on Sunday morning, 5 on Sunday evening, and 7 p.m. on Wednesday. You know, the chances are, if you were to come and to visit, and we hope that you will, but if you were to come, the first thing that you would probably notice is that we use no mechanical instrument of music. Instrument of music, in our study that we've been doing now, this will make our third series concerning denominational doctrines, mechanical instruments of music is, again, one of those things that is very common in almost all denominations. But realizing it or not, it's not always been that way. And the reason I say for that is that there have been those in these denominational churches in years past that did not at all consent or encourage the use of mechanical instruments of music. We find that Adam Clark, who is most noted for his commentary, Clark's commentary, Adam Clark was a Methodist, and here's what he says, and I quote, "Music is a science I esteem and admire, but instruments of music in the house of God I abominate and abhor. This is the abuse of music, and here I register my protest against all such corruptions in the worship of the author of Christianity." End of quote. Charles H. Spurgeon, who was a noted Baptist preacher in the 1800s, here's what he says, and I quote, "I would as soon attempt to pray to God with machinery as to sing to God with machinery," end of quote. Also, John Calvin, who is of the Presbyterian belief and, too, is noted for his commentaries, makes this statement in his commentary on the Book of Psalms, and I quote, "Musical instruments in celebrating the praises of God would be no more suitable than the burning of incense, the lighting up of lamps, the restoration of the utter shadows of the law. The papists, therefore, have foolishly borrowed this, as well as many other things, from the Jews. Men who are fond of outward pomp may delight in that noise, but the simplicity which God recommends to us by the apostle is far more pleasing to him. So we see it's not always been that although mechanical instruments of music today can be found in most denominations, it's now the exception and not the rule. I want us in our study to consider how that mechanical instruments of music are subject to three basic objections as far as what we can see in the Bible. There is no New Testament reference to the use of mechanical instruments of music when it comes to worshiping God. Only singing. Matthew 26:30, and when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Mark 14:26, and when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Acts 16:25, but at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Romans 15:9, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, "For this reason I will confess to you among the Gentiles and sing to your name." 1 Corinthians 14:15. What is the conclusion then? I will pray with the Spirit. I will pray also with the understanding. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will also sing with the understanding. Ephesians 5:19, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Hebrews 2:12, saying, I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly, I will sing praise to you. James 5:13, is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. We do have a figurative reference to mechanical instruments of music in Revelation 5:8. Now, when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. Revelation 14:2, and I heard a voice from heaven like the voice of many waters and like the voice of loud thunder, and I heard the sound of harpists playing their harps. Revelation 15:2, and I saw something like a sea of glass mingled with fire, and those who had the victory over the beast, over his image, and over his mark, and over the name of his number, rather, of his name, standing on the sea of glass, having harps of God. But here in these references in the book of Revelation, they are figurative, symbolic references. If they are literal, as so many want them to be, then the other things that are mentioned in these verses are literal too. The four living creatures, the beast and his image, the incense, all of this. But if it's in heaven, then that puts it, many people think, in the church. But friends, what's in heaven is not necessarily in the church, because again, the description of what we're seeing here in Revelation is of that of angels, is that of infants, and certainly Father. We know that these things, if they're in heaven, that does not of necessity put them in the church. Certainly there are Old Testament references to mechanical instruments of music. Psalms 150, beginning with verse 1, praise the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the lute and harp. Praise him with the tremble and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And to have mechanical instruments of music today in worship, we must also be required to just as equally argue for the burning of incense and the offering of animal sacrifices. Because the statement that we read in Galatians chapter 5 tells us that this would have to be. If we're going to use the Old Testament as the basis for justifying the use of mechanical instruments of music in worship to God, we're going to have to also equally justify incense, animal sacrifices. And the reason is that Galatians 5, verse 1 says it this way. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Indeed, I, Paul, say to you that if you have been circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing. And I testify again to every man who becomes circumcised that he is a debtor to keep the whole law. You have become estranged from Christ. You who attempt to be justified by the law, you have fallen from grace. Whether it's circumcision, whether it's mechanical instruments of music, whether it's incense, or whether it's animal sacrifices, all of those things we read about, all of those things we see being done under the law of Moses. But to say that we need to be circumcised today, that we need and can use mechanical instruments of music, burn incense, and offer animal sacrifices, we can't just pick and choose. We have to either accept it all or we have to reject it. New Testament worship, my friends, is not the same as Old Testament worship. And then, too, another reason. We said there were going to be three objections that we see in the Scriptures to the use of mechanical instruments of music in worship. The second objection is that there is no New Testament principle that includes mechanical instruments of music. We must understand that God does not have to specifically condemn something before it is forbidden for us to do. Remember, take Abraham and his offering of sacrifices that we read about in Genesis 22. It says, beginning with verse 2, then God says to Abraham, take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning, and saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son. And he split the wood for the burnt offering, and arose, and he went to the place of which God had told him. We see that Abraham's expedience for the offering, that does not have to be specified to be authorized or forbidden. The Jewish synagogue that we read about in the New Testament was apparently under the general authority of the command to teach. The golden calf was not specified in the forbidden of idols, but graven images were. Church buildings today, song books, all of these things are not specified, but they fall under the command of assembling and under the command of being able to carry out the command to sing. So we see then that no New Testament principle includes mechanical instruments of music. So it does have to be included in generic authority if it's not specifically stated. You know, in our everyday common affairs, we see, we're told, for instance, to go to the store and get groceries. Well, groceries is a rather generic term, is it not? It can include meats, vegetables, fruits. All of that would be included in groceries. But If I were to tell my child, go to the store and get milk and bread, then that leaves out fruits, that leaves out vegetables, it leaves out candy. So we see the difference between a general statement like groceries and a more specific statement like milk and bread. And the same is true when it comes to the Bible, God's Word. When God told Noah in Genesis 6 to make him an ark of gopher wood, if God told Noah to make an ark of wood, that would have been a general statement. He could have made an ark of any kind of wood that Noah himself would have chosen. But for God to say, make an ark of gopher wood, gopher specified the particular kind, the particular type of wood. And so there's no New Testament principle that includes mechanical instruments of music. And in fact, New Testament principles instead, what we find, exclude mechanical instruments of music. It's a human tradition, kind of like hand washing. You know, in Matthew 15, verse 1, then the scribes and the Pharisees who were from Jerusalem came to Jesus, saying, why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread. He answered and said to them, why do you also transgress the commandment of God because of your tradition? For God commanded, saying, honor your father and your mother, and he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death. But you say, whoever says to his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me is a gift of God, then he does not honor his father and mother. Thus you have made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition. So, mechanical instruments of music, even like we read in the beginning of our lesson this morning, that even among those of denominational churches, very prominent men, very prominent preachers, they detested the idea of the use of mechanical instruments of music. But now it is an accepted thing. True, when you use mechanical instruments of music in worship unto God, it does not respect whatsoever the silence of the Scriptures. Hebrews 11, we read beginning with verse 11, therefore, if perfection was through the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should rise according to the order of Melchizedek and not be called according to the order of Aaron? For the priesthood being changed, of necessity there is also a change of the law. For he of whom these things are spoken belongs to another tribe, from which no man has officiated at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord arose from Judah, of which tribe Moses spoke nothing concerning priesthood. So we see here in Hebrews 7 a statement that helps us to see how important it is that when God has been silent, that does not allow, that does not permit us to do whatever it is, but instead, God's silence forbids. In the Levitical priesthood that was being spoken of, God specifically stated to Moses that only those individuals from the tribe of Levi could serve as priest and serve as high priest. We know that when Jesus came, Jesus became a priest, but in order for him to do that, there had to be a change of the law. Jesus could not be a priest today if we still lived under the law of Moses, because God specified only from the tribe of Levi could priests come. So we see Jesus today is our high priest, but he is of the tribe of Judah. So we see because of that change in the priesthood from Levi to Judah, from Aaron to Christ, there had to be a change of the law. But also what we see is a very important lesson that even back under the law of Moses, when God specified that there would be priests chosen only from the tribe of Levi, God did not have to go down the list of the other 11 tribes of Israel for Moses nor the children of Israel to understand that they could come back with the justification that, well, this time, this year, we're going to choose a priest from the tribe of Benjamin because God didn't say not to. God didn't say, thou shalt not have a priest appointed from the tribe of Benjamin. The important part of this verse is verse 14. It is evident that our Lord arose from Judah, of which tribe Moses spoke nothing concerning priesthood. The reason Moses spoke nothing concerning priesthood is because God specified the tribe from which the priest would have come. God was silent in regards to priests coming from any of the other 11 tribes that made up the nation of Israel. Moses respected the silence of God. You and I today need to respect the silence of God. Silence does not allow. Silence prohibits. When God said, sing and make melody in your hearts unto him, singing is a specified, specific kind of music. He that said play, he would have said play, but God said sing. God said that we need, when it comes to the worship that we render unto him, it needs to be a worship wherein that we speak. And we don't speak with a musical instrument. We speak with our lips. We speak with our voices. We speak with in song. And so we need to respect the silence of God. And two, another thing in regards to the New Testament excludes mechanical instruments of music is for the fact that it goes beyond the doctrine of Christ. It goes beyond the gospel of Christ. In 2 John, no chapters in 2 John, but in verse 9 beginning, whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ hath both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine, do not receive him into your house, nor greet him, for he that greets him shares in his evil deeds. 2, it's in Galatians 1, verse 8 beginning. Paul said, for if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than we have preached to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed. Friends, we need to understand how applicable those verses are for you and I today. We must not transgress, but instead abide in the doctrine, the teaching of Christ. We must preach only that which is the gospel, because there are so much that is being preached that is another gospel, although there's not another, but there are many that are perverting the gospel of Christ. And two, to make use of mechanical instruments of music and worship unto God adds to the Word of God. In Revelation 22, verse 18, for I testify to everyone that hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things that are written in this book. Friends, let's understand the seriousness of unauthorized religious activity. We have example abundant in God's word of unauthorized religious activity. It goes as far back as Cain and Abel in the book of Genesis, where Cain offered up a sacrifice that God did not accept because it was not what God had asked for. It was not that Cain was able to offer that sacrifice, that vegetable sacrifice, by faith, because faith comes from the hearing of God's word. And for Abel to offer a sacrifice by faith means that Abel offered his sacrifice in accordance to what God had said. The same was true with Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron. Aaron was a high priest. His sons were priests. They were offering up sacrifices. They were doing it according to the way that God said, up to the point where that they offered sacrifices upon an altar that did not have the fire that God authorized. God authorized specifically the fire that was to be used. It was to come from off of the altar where the flame never went out. But the Bible says Nadab and Abihu in Leviticus 10 used strange fire. Well, you know, they could have argued, as well as people argue today, that, well, you know, fire is fire. What difference does it make? Or they could argue that, well, God didn't say not to. Friends, these are the things that we hear in an effort on the part of those to justify mechanical instruments of music. God didn't say not to. No, but what did God say? God said sing. And therefore we must abide in the doctrine and do just that, sing. Let us sing without adding some other kind of music. And let us sign, well, with all of our ability, let us do God's will. Let us sing with all of our ability and improve it when we can, but don't change it. Don't change the kind of music that God has specified when God said sing. That means vocal. God wants us to sing and make melody in our hearts unto Him. As our time draws near, we will be assembling in 30 minutes after this program. The Church of Christ that meets at East Albertville at 4777 U.S. Highway 431. We'll meet at 9:30. We'll have Bible classes for all ages. At 10:30, we will come together in the main auditorium to do those things that God has specified that we do upon the specific day, that being the first day of the week. We will sing. We will pray. We will hear God's word. We will, since it is the first day of the week, remember the death of His Son and our Savior as we eat of the bread that represents His body. We will drink of the fruit of the vine that represents His blood. And as Christians, we will, upon the first day of the week, lay by in store as God has prospered us. We urge you to come and to be with us. You're invited to do so. And also, while we still have time, remember this evening at 8 o'clock, Bible Crossfire, an opportunity that if you have a Bible question, Patrick Donahue will have a phone number that he will give you. You can call that number and speak to him directly, give him your Bible question, and he will give you a Bible answer for it. Remember, tonight at 8 o'clock on this radio station. Friends, we say our time is gone. Thank you so much for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. Until then, we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 a.m. and Sunday at 8:30 a.m. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbertville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.